Okay, today's daf is Truma's daf Yud Beis, and we are on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, towards the bottom, as we continue here in the first parak, in parak Chamisha Lo Yitromu, and we're going to have the second Mishnah that has that by the Shabbat today's daf. So we're towards the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and we discussed the Mishnah had said on the top of Yud Aleph Amud Beis, one is not allowed to be mafresh truma from something that is chayiv in trumas to for something that is putter or putter on for chayiv. Right? There are two different categories. So therefore, and there were examples of that earlier in the Mishnah. So that's what the Gemara asks now, right in the middle of Yud Aleph Amud Beis. V'lo kvar tanita hein kolon. Aren't all these examples? We already had examples in the Mishnah of Pater ala Chiyav, Chiyav ala Pater, right? Like a chicken peah. All of those were Pater. So, if you take from there, isn't that Min a Pater ala Chiyav? If you take four there, isn't it Min a Chayav ala Pater? Mechubur and Talush, we mentioned Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, Rashi holds, that's also an example. So, why do you have to say this extra line, if we already have examples of Pater ala Chiyav and Chiyav ala Pater? So the Gemara says, Keni Masnisa, the Mishnah is adding in and being Mechadesh the following. Volomi peros sheviu shlish al peros shalohi viu shlish. You're not allowed to even be mafresh from peros that are mechuyev, from peros that are not mechuyev. Lo viu shlish means they're not ripe enough yet, but they're going to be mechuyev. They're going to be mechuyev. Some of the other examples of lekha chicken peah, they're potter, period. They're never going to develop into a chiyev. But the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even if you have something that already is mechuyev, it already came to the third of its growth, and you want to be mafresh from there, al peir shaloi v'yushlish. The chiddush is that you might have thought that that works because the items that are potter are going to be chayev. Right, and we have a sugya many different times in Shas, kol ha'omed leblank, right, already nechshav keblank. Kol ha'omed ligvos kegavi dami, kol ha'omed lizrof kezarek dami, kol ha'omed ligzos kegazes dami. You always have kol ha'omed lizrof kezarek dami. So you might have thought, says the Marasio Leo here, v'kamash malon, diafa gav de labasof sofun me v'inshlish, and even though eventually they're going to grow a third, umenachiyuv mikri, maybe it's already called mina mechuyuv, tekala omed lahavi kahavi dami. Kamash malon, you don't say that. This is still called minachayev ala pater, mina pater alha chayev. So that is the chiddush of that extra line in the Mishnah. Well, we didn't appreciate it when we saw the Mara Fulda on the top line of the Amud, mina pater ala chayev. So it says to be per shaloi v'yushlish, ala per shaloi v'yushlish. Right, so that's the chiddush of that line that we now appreciate. Good. V'im tara main truma so truma. And the second to last line, and if I was Torin, so it's no good. So the Gemara says, let's remember for a moment a machlokas we had 2 days ago. And that is back on Dav Yud Amar Aleph. We had a machlokas between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan. Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan, who argued about the machlokas Bishamai Bishilal. We had a machlokas Bishamai Bishilal on Dav Tesma Beis about if I am Torim, remember the case of olives, and I want to be mafresh olives to cover olives and oil. And that was a machlokas. Beis Shammai says the olives work, but now the rest is all mixed up because you have chulin and truma here. And Beis Hillel says it doesn't work. So does that machlokas also apply to in other areas? That Beis Hillel would say it does not work, and Beis Shammai says it does work. So that's a machlokas. Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan on Yudam and Olive. Chizki has said the machlokas is only by olives on oil. That case, but by all other cases, Beis Shammai would agree that it doesn't work. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's a machlokas all over. Machlokas in all cases too. So now the Gemara just comments about that. And I'm going to flip the girsa here to fit into our girsa that we had earlier. Al daite to Chizkiah, according to Chizkiah, who said earlier that the machlokas is only in that case, by the olive case, but in other cases, Beis Shammai agrees. So here, divrei hakol. Right, we flip the girsa. Here, so the case that ain shuma so truma, in this case, in all these cases in the Mishnah, so everybody would agree to that. Because that's exactly what Chizkiah said. The machlokas is only in the olive oil case. But in other cases, Beis Shammai would agree. Al daiti Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, who said the machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel applies elsewhere too, bimachlokas, that would be a machlokas here, and our Mishnah would only be going according to Beis Hillel. So that is just finishing up that sugya on Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Now we get to the next Mishnah. We already alluded and mentioned this Mishnah because we compared this Mishnah to Daf Aleph. We have Daf Aleph. We have five people cannot be Mafra Shuman. If they did, it doesn't work. Here we have five people who shouldn't be Mafir Shuma, and if they did, it does work. B'di'evet. So the Mishnah starts off the same way. Chamisha lo yitromu. But v'im tarmu, our Mishnah says, trumasa truma. Right? Our Mishnah says that these are going to be good b'di'evet, unlike the first Mishnah that we had, v'im tarmu ain't trumasa truma. Right? Mishnah daf aleph, Mishnah daf yud beis. So who are the five that shouldn't? Right? The first Mishnah we translate as can't. Here we say shouldn't. So chamisha lo yitromu, five people, types of people should not be torim, v'im tarmu trumasa truma. But if they did, then their truma is acceptable. Who are they? Five people who have a lechadchila problem. A lechadchila problem. They're not going to be la b'nei das, like we had earlier, katan and a shote, v'chulu. But it's five who have a lechadchila problem. Ha'ilem, a mute. A mute, as we'll see, he could hear, but he can't make the bracha. Somebody who can't talk. V'hashikar, somebody who is drunk or drank. As we'll see what the Mishnah means. Vaha arum, somebody who's naked, or at least his erva is revealed, so we'll see, he can't make a bracha. Vaha suma, someone who is blind, ubalkeri, and someone who is a balkeri. Somebody who is motzi shechvazera. Lo yitromu, all these five people, lo yitromu, v'im tarmu, chumas and shuma. These five people should not be torim, and if they are, it does work with the evidence. Again, each of these are a major discussion. Maybe one or two points. On shikar, we're going to talk in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, about two statuses, shasui and shikar. Somebody who drank a certain amount, shikar, somebody who drank more. We're not talking about someone who has, as the poskim talk about, higia l'shichruso shalot, right? Which means you drank so much that you have totally no awareness of what's going on, and what we would call totally, I don't know, totally stoned, totally gone, totally like, so then you're like a shote. So that and that would be like the first Mishnah, right? The first Mishnah says a shote is ein shubas o truma. And that's what the Mishnah Rishona here at the bottom of the Mishnah is say, we're not talking about that, because that's a shota. Why doesn't the Mishnah mention that level of shikrus? Because it's included in shota. That's the first Mishnah. Right? And that's why, this says the Mishnah Rishona, our Mishnah does not mention it. The limute shehigil shikrus shalot. The afilu dieved lo avitruma. V'adil otani lay bereish pirka. De bechlal shotahu kitibi rashti shah. So that is the Shote, that's in terms of shikar. In terms of suma is a important topic. Remember, there's a machlokas tanoim, whether a suma is chayiv in mitzvahs. Right? We paskin that a suma is chayiv in mitzvahs. Right? Against Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yehuda shita, it's quoted in Baba Kama on Daf Pezayin, Rabbi Yehuda says, V'chein hay Rabbi Yehuda potro mikol ha-mitzvos. I lost the place. Rabbi Yehuda poter be called mitzvahs on Moris Patara. Rabbi Yehuda paters, and he has a limud, right? He paters from all mitzvahs. And that's the story. Amar Rav Yosef, who was blind, said, Meireish, Hava Amina. Originally, Rabbi Yosef said, I used to think, Mant Amar Alach Rabbi Yehuda, Domer Suma poter be called mitzvahs. Whoever used to tell me that Alach is like Rabbi Yehuda, meaning, all my life is voluntary, because I'm putter from all mitzvahs. Ka'avidnu yomatev l'rabanan. I used to make a party. Whenever somebody used to tell me that I'm putter from mitzvahs, I'm like, so everything I'm doing is voluntary? You know how much schar I get upstairs? That's unbelievable. My time, adelo mifakid, nova ka'avidnu mitzvahs. But then somebody told me a different chazal. So then I made a party when people told me the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Because then I'm mitzuveh, and that's an even greater level. So that's the Tosfos, that's the Gemara here. And Tosfos in a few places in Shas here and in Maseches Brachas talk about what does that Rav Yosef statement tell me about the bracha? Right? Can you make a bracha on mitzvahs that you're putter from? So would he have made a party originally for those who told him that I'm putter from mitzvahs, if he wouldn't have been able to make a bracha on all his mitzvahs? So Tosfos says it must be that you can make a bracha on mitzvahs that you're putter from. Right? It's about grammas, women, and so that's one discussion. But Tosfos has a line here. Tosfos says, Venera. Diyavag av the putter Rabbi Yehuda suma mikol ha-mitzvahs, even though Rabbi Yehuda says the suma is putter from all mitzvahs, but midrabanan is chayiv in mitzvahs. That's Tosfos says. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that he's putter from mitzvahs, he's Chayiv midraban and why? The afagav the isha mifter Rabbi Pitzlishma grama. What do you mean? All of a sudden, every mitzvah you're putter from, you're going to be chayiv midrabanan? What about zman gramas for women? Sukkalul of shofar? You're going to say they're chayiv midrabanan? No. There, it's not a chshash. Why? Because women have many mitzvahs they're obligated in. So therefore, there's no worry that they're going to be viewed as someone who lacks kedushas yisrael totally, because there are most mitzvahs are not zman grama. So they're chayiv in all the mitzvahs, they're not tzman grama. So therefore there's no need to be chayiv them midrabanan. Aval suma, says Tosfos, ipatart le mikala mitzvahs, afilu midrabanan. If you say they're patar from all mitzvahs, even midrabanan, imkein havile kumo nachri. She'eno noheg b'taras Yisrael klal. Then they're just like a goy. They're just like a non-Jew. So therefore, it must be, says Tosfos, that they're chayiv in mitzvahs midrabanan. Why is that important, what Tosfos says and what Tosfos implies? They're chayiv, they'll just be like a goy, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if they want to be chayiv mitzvahs midrabanan. What about mitzvahs losah say? What does Mrs. Loza say? When Rabbi Yehuda says that assume is part of our mitzvahs, they could be Mechal Shabbos and eat not kosher and wear shatnas and dugi le'arayas. Well, that might be one of the Shabbat mitzvahs, but what is he talking about? Rov Rishonim assume that of course not. Rabbi Yehuda is part of Mikol HaMitzvahs, that means mitzvahs asay, that means not mitzvahs lo sasay. So is Tosfos really implying here that they're putter from even mitzvahs lo sasay? So we would never find anybody who says that. Oh yes, we would. So there is a Sefer HaMachria. That's the Tosfos Rid Sefer. Sefer HaMachria. So the question is, does he really mean it? The Tosfos Rid has a line where he asks Tosfos his kasha about mitzvahs and are they going to be like a guy? So says the Sefer HaMachria, and in Ayin Ches, he has a line. Mishum, ein lavi rayim and asumin. The Avagad Rabbi Yehuda Pater es asuma mikol mitzvah l'mores b'Torah, whatever context, midrabanan chiyuvi mechayve. We have to be mechayve that midrabanan. Why? Mishum delo avar bebal tosif. Tohalo mifkad hu bebal tosif. V'kiva de ain kan iser bal tosif. Matzu rabanan shaper l'chivinu. V'kiva de chayv midrabanan bevadek yu mevarech al kol mitzvahs. V'chulu. He's a chayv, right? Because he's not chayv in bal tosif. So therefore, we have to be mechayiv in midrabanan. So is that saying, some read this as, he's not chayiv in losaseis. That's how Achronim quote the Sefer HaMachria. He's not chayiv in losaseis. That's what we have to be mechayiv in. So if that chadash is true, that you understand Tosfos' issue. But what about if he's chayiv in losaseis? Would you have to be mechayiv in midrabanan? So first of all, the Hagon, the side of the Machria, says, this can't be. Plia nizgava lo uchal la. Heichi tesek adaitin. Demand amar suba patim mikol mitzvahs. Shiyehe patr afilo mikol lavin shebatora kekatan. Velo ye anish bavod izara vigilei reis. Vishichas damim vichil shabbos. Vishakal averis. Vibnei hayoso suma. Vuish Yisrael ben das. Ein adas sovalto davar zeh. Velo ala alibo. Chas v'shalom. It can't be. Zeh derer barer kishemesh. Vaidiyik. So how do you answer the Machria? Very difficult. So probably what he means is baltosif, not all losaseis. For some reason, if he's pater from mitzvahs losase, from mitzvahs ase, so maybe the isra baltosif is adding on to the mitzvahs of the Torah. So that only that losase is he going to be pater from, because he's not chayiv in mitzvahs ase. So that's the only losase that is based on mitzvahs ase. So probably that's what he means. But again, it's how do you read Tosfos? Tosfos, if you're not chayv in mitzvahs midrabanan, but let's say Tosfos was like Rov Rishonim, but he's chayv in all losaseis, he's not allowed to do all the losaseis, what do you have to say? What do you have to answer? It must be that being chayv in losaseis doesn't reflect Kedushas Yisrael. Even though usually, in a sense, Kedusha is only by limits, that's true. A Kohen has more Kedusha, that's why Kohen has more limits. The Kohen Gadol has more Kedusha, so the Kohen Gadol has more limits. But in a certain sense, a certain Kedushas Yisrael is only reflected by mitzvahs aseh. So maybe that's what Tosfos means. If he's only chayv and losa, says that he's still going to be like a goy legabe kedushas Yisrael for mitzvahs, and that's why we have to be mechayv and midrabanan. This is a labedik topic in terms of suma and the machria and others, but we'll leave that for now. Is he chayv in mitzvah say mitzvahs zman grum shem mitzvah Noach? That's a machlokas achronim that they talk about. Okay, but let's continue. We just did the beginning of the Mishnah. We continue. Ein tarmin. Next halacha. We just had five people. L'chadchila, we'll get back to each of those. Be'ezras Hashem. Ein tarmin. Lo b'midah v'lo mishka v'lo b'minyan. One is not allowed to be mafresh truma gedola in an exact way. To weigh it, to measure it, right? Because how much is truma midaraisa? Mashu. Torah doesn't give a shear. So we don't want you to measure it. We're going to see later on, the Rabbanan said, 150th, 140th, 160th, but no shir. Aval torim hu es ha-madud, ves ha-shakul, ves ha-manui. You could be torim something that has already been measured, right? If you have your grain that you've measured, so you could do that, but you just can't measure it. Ein tarmin basala b'kupa, shei shal mida. You can't use a measuring bowl or cup. because that's the same thing as measuring. But you could take a measuring ball and just fill it up halfway, or a third of the way, because that's not exact. The same thing, by the way, Hilchos Shabbos. We know there's an Issur d'Rabbanan to measure on Shabbos, because Gzeira Shema Yichtov. You might come to measure. So, just don't be exact. As long as you're not, I'm using a measuring cup, but I'm not going to be so exact. So that's okay. Just can't be so exact, like here. Lo yitrom b'sa'ah, chetzya, shechetzya midah. Right, you can't use a kli, though, that clearly has, let's say, half markings, even though you're not going to fill it up, but that's also considered measuring, and therefore it's a problem. Period. Okay, back to the beginning of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah mentioned these five people. Yesh behen mehem mi bebnei bracha. Some of these people are not allowed to be mafrish lechatchila because they have an issue with the bracha. V'yesh mehem bebnei sheni yicholim litrom and emofchar. Or others because they can't be tarim from the best stuff. Right? Suma. Ha'ilim ba'arim bo'balkari. These three, the mute, or the one who's naked, and the balkari, mipnei bracha. They can't say a bracha, and that's why, lechatchila, don't be mafrish if you can't say a bracha. So an Aram can't say a bracha, as we'll see, because he's not allowed to say a bracha when he says Zvaka Merav is open. Elam can't physically. Balkari, so the Mefarshim point out, this is pre-Bittul Takanas Ezra. Remember from Maseches Brachas, Ezra HaSofer made a Takana, you can't learn Torah, you can't bench, you can't say brachas if somebody's a Balkari. So every time a husband and wife were together, the person can't daven, they can't say Kriyashma, they can't do anything until they go to the mikvah. So it was too hard for people. Too hard for people. And therefore, already Bizmana Gemara. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, I think, Divrei Torah Einam Kabbalim Tumah. Right, we paskin, Takanas Ezra was Batel. And therefore, Divrei Torah literally are not Makabal Tumah, and it was Batel. So, but here we're talking about Bizman Takanas Ezra. If you look at the Rambam, it's been pointed out, the Kesef Mishnah says, look at the Rambam, he quotes our Mishnah, believes the Al-Balkari. We know why, because Takanas Ezra was Batel. But the Rambam in Dalid quotes the five people, Lo Yitrova, Vimtar, Muchamas, and Truma. So who are the five? What do you mean? If he has five, then he quotes our Mishnah. Who are the five? Cheresh, Midaber, Veino, Shomea, Levisho, Yino, Shomea, Bracha. So that's the one that's not in our Mishnah. Somebody who could speak who can't hear, right? That was not of the five, that was in the second part of the first Mishnah. But the Rambam puts that one with us. Elaim Shabin Madaber. Arum Eni Cholavarech. Shikar Suma. Eni Cholon Lachavein Lafrish Zayafe. So he left out Balkari. Why? Divertorian Makamul Tumah. And therefore, we don't paskin like that one. Good. Says the Gemara. Hasuma Vashikar. A blind man. And a Shikar. Minashayin Yacholon Torman Amufkar. They can't be Torman Amufkar. Right? Because they don't have the Suma can't see. And a Shikar can, you know, focus on what he is being Mafrish. Abba Barafuna Amar Shasui Al Yispalel. We'll see here, there are different levels. Shasui, somebody who drank a little bit, he should not daven. V'im his palel, tfilos dachnunim. But if he did daven in the state of Shasui, b'di'eved, it is okay. His davening is a davening. Shikar Al Yispalel. But a shikar, someone who's totally drunk, should not daven. But obviously, talking about somebody who can, right? Not shechus or shalot, but somebody who is more inebriated. Is that the word? Al yispalel v'im yispalel tfilaso gidufin. But if somebody is in a state of shechus and he davens, his tefillah is disgusting. Gidufin and he's out of daven, meaning he has to daven again. So what are these categories? Vezeo shasui kol shasui revius. Shasui means he drunk a revius. Shikar shasui yoser, he drunk more than a revius. Taman amri, others say. A shikar means you can't talk in front of a king. Meaning it's not covetic for you to talk in front of an ish mechubad. That's what a shikar is. The Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Tefillah, talks about these categories. Where does this come up sometimes? Towards the end of the Purim Suda when you want to daven ma'ariv, or when you want to bench. So, what's the halacha? So some people say, oh, I can't, I drank, I can't bench. That's not true, as we'll see. Right? If you're already saying that, then you probably can bench. But the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Tefillah and Siman Sadi Tes, Shasa Yayin Kidei Revius Al Yispalel Ad Sheyaser Yeno. Right, passing like the first day here in the Gemara. If you drank a Revius, don't daven until after the effects of the wine have passed. Vim Shasa Yoser, and if somebody drank more, Imu Yachal Adaber Lefnei HaMelech, If he drank more, then if he could talk, and he combines the other day or two, if he could talk to a king, then bidi eved your tefillah to tefillah. V'meinu yachal abafnei amelech. Imispalot tefillaso toeva. Right, that's the lashon of the Gemara in Erevin. V'tzarach lachzer ulispalot k'shiyasu yena me'alav. If the daven again, when the wine, the effects of the wine have been removed. Even if you have to miss man tefillah, even if you miss on some times davening, you know, we think, I'll just be machmir. Some davenings are not called davenings. If somebody's in a state of shichrus mamish, he can't talk before the melech, then he can't daven. Then he can't daven. Right, in mispalel, tilasa toeva. Right, if somebody has to go to the bathroom very much, and they wouldn't be able to, you know, let's say not go for, 15, 20 minutes, and the second after Shemona Esrei, they run out, and they have to go to the bathroom, and so it could be tilaso, toeva in that case. But one has to know how, if one is able to hold it, you know, for a little while after, then one could. But one has to know these halachas. Okay. And the Shulchan Aruch talks more about the details of drinking. This has to do with Nisias Kapayim too. It's a very serious issue. In terms of Nisias Kapayim, and other halachas as we get to right now. Says the Gemara. Reb Zeira Bai Kumi Reb Isi. Shikar Maoshi Yavarech. Somebody who's drunk, what about benching? What about benching? Somebody who's shikar, again, more than shasui, he drank more than a revius. Maybe it means that he can't talk appropriately in front of a king. So could he bench? Amar lei, v'achalta, v'savata, uveirachta. Pashas, that doesn't mean anything to us. But we say no. Sviya, satiation, especially in those days, includes drinking. So sviya, so we darshan from there, v'savata, uveirachta, v'afilu midumdam. Even if he's like domim, he can't talk properly. He's like silent. He can't talk appropriately, so that is included. That is included. So that's how I look at the Rav Chaim Kedievsky. V'savata mashma bedumdam shu mivusam v'shikar. The lashon of v'savata means you're full, you're satiated, you've drunk, and still uveirachta, the next word. So as long as you could hold it together, the Gemara seems to say that you still have a chiyuv to bench. Lots, so the Gemara says, okay, that's not what I really meant to ask. Lot zircha de la, remember that always means, lot zircha ella, right, what do I really mean to ask? Mao shikra shma. Could you say shma? Maybe shma has a higher standard than birchas hamazon. Right, I think we quoted in the past from Shlomo Zalman, it's harder to bench with kavana than to daven with kavana. Davening, we're generally in shul, and we're in a minyan, and benching, we're at home, there's 20 other things going on in the house. Shlomo Zalman says, we gotta work on benching with kavana. Benching with kavana is harder than davening with kavana. Okay, so what about Kriya Shema? So Amar Abba Bar Avin, Char Chasid Shal Elio Zachur Latov. They once asked Elio Anavi, Zachur Latov, right? He should be mentioned for the good. Arum Mao, so the Kriya Shema question is not answered. We do not answer the Kriya Shema question. What about the next question? So Abba Bar Avin asked Elio Anavi, Arum Ashika Kriya Shema, what about somebody who's naked? Can they say Kriya Shema? So Amar Lei, Velo Yira Bacha, Ervas Davar, Ervas Dibur. Right? We darshan that you should not be seen in you, that if somebody is not covered appropriately, then they're not allowed to say Kriya Shema. We darshan Ervas Dibur, look at the Mara Fulda, Bishas Dibur, Lo Yira Bacha, Ervas. Right? So we darshan, and he quotes the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Tani Cheskin, Cheskin says, Bein Likros, Bein Lavarech, whether it's Kriya Shema or whether it is Birchas Hamazon, both of them. So he answers the Kriya Shema question also. One cannot darsh, say it then. So Zachur Latov, Elio is not called Zachur Latov in Tanakh, really. There is one person who's called Zachur Latov in Tanakh. Vegam Charvona, or at least in Chazal. I should say Chazal. Elio now is called Zachur Latov in Chazal. Not always, but someone else is also. Charvona Zachur Latov. Remember the Medrash? Why is Charvona called Zachur Latov? Because he's the one that told Achashverosh that there's a tree that Haman had built, and good idea, why don't you use that for Haman himself and not for Mordechai? But Gam Charvona, we say it in Shoshana Yaakov, Zachur Latov. But that was really Elio Anavi. So there's a connection between the two. So Elio Anavi, they say, Chazal say is Elio Zachur Latov, Charvona Zachur Latov. We mentioned in the past the story of Rav Chaim Ivalajin. Rav Chaim Ivalajin had a nihug that he would never make a bracha unless somebody was there to answer amen. Right? Why was that? Because the Gemara says a bracha is not complete without somebody answering amen. Maybe he thought it was better for his kavana, because when you know somebody's listening, you always have better kavana. Right? So he always had that minhag. So one time he was in the Beis Medrash late at night, it was very late, and he was all alone, and he wanted to have a drink. He was thirsty. There's nobody around. So finally, it was midnight, and one of his Talmidim walks into the Beis Medrash, just like, oh, thank you so much. Baruch Hashem, Elokim, Echolam, Shekoni, Ebevaro. And the Talmud says, Amen. Beautiful. The next morning, he sees the Talmud in the Beis Medrash, and he says, thank you so much for coming last night. He's like, what are you talking about? He says, no, thank you for coming. I was so thirsty and you came. He's like, I went to bed early. I was not out of my bed. I didn't get out of my bed the whole night. And his roommates, vouched for it. He didn't sleepwalk. So Rav Chaim Yivalajan realized that it must have been that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him a malach that's dressed up like this Talmud because he knew he was thirsty and he wanted to give him a drink. But fine, amazing. But the story is that he kept forevermore, he thanked that Talmud. The Talmud didn't do anything. Right, it was the Malach that did something. The Malach just dressed up like the Talmud. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose this Talmud to dress up like, right, so it must be that this Talmud is something special. How do you know that from? The Gam Charvona Zachor Latov. Charvona didn't do anything. It was Eliyahu HaNavi that dressed up like Charvona. Right, Charvona was gone. If Charvona was chosen, it must be that something good, something positive about it. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Ein Tarmin. Ein Tarmin Lo Bamida. So the Mishnah says you can't be mafresh truma in an exact way. Says the Gemara, but 1 minute, taman taninon. But we learned later on, daf lamites. The Mishnah later on daf lamites, says the Mishnah there, hamone mishubach. If somebody counts out his afrasha, that's praiseworthy. Vahamodeid mishubach. Hey menu. And somebody who measures out is even better. Vashokel, if somebody weighs, Meshuach Mishlashtan. So you see, you have to be very exact. The Mishnah says there, it's good to be exact in the Hafrasha. Vakawat Amar Kain, and here you say, it's not good to be exact. Amar Meshuach ben Levi, Kam Betruma Gedola, Kam Betrumas Meiser. There's a difference. Truma Gedola, that's our Mishnah. You can't be exact. Right? You're not supposed to be exact. We'll have to talk about, like, Svar is why, but that's, Torah doesn't give a shear. And therefore, you're not exact. Shrumis Meiser, that's a 10%. Tenth of a tenth. Meiser Rishon is 10% of what's left after Trum is taken, which is 9.8% or so, and from the original. And then Trumis Meiser is 10% of the Meiser Rishon. So that has to be exact. Vitania, I'll bring you a proof. The proof is going to be that there's a Tana out there that doesn't say this. So the proof is going to be, and the Rabbanan must argue on the Shita. V'tani, Cain, Eliezer ben Gomel, Omer. Others have this as Abba Elazar ben Gamla, that's on the Bavli. Elazar ben Gomel, Omer, Minayin, Shein, Tarmein, Lo, Bavidav, Mishkav, Minyan. How do you know that you should not be so exact? Tama, Lomar, V'nechshav, Lachem, Shumaschem. You shall, the word Machshava, estimate. B'machshava, or think about it. B'machshava atorim ve'ein atorim b'midah b'mishka b'minyan. You should be torim b'machshava in estimation, but not so exact. But that pasuk's by Trumas Meiser. That pasuk's by Trumas Meiser, right? That we were just talking about. So ma Trumas Gedola b'machshava, Trumas Meiser b'machshava. Just like Trumas Gedola is done with estimation and b'machshava, so do Trumas Meiser. So that's a shita of Eliezer ben Gomel. As the Marafolda says, but the Rabbanan argue on that shita. So that shita puts Trumas Meiser and Truma Gedola together, but we don't. We say that Trumas Meiser has to be exact. That's the Mishnah later on in the Daf Lamites, and Truma Gedola is not exact. Again, it's an estimation about 1/50th, as we'll see. Midrabanan. That's the Ayin Beinoni. Let's just continue, and then we'll make another comment. Va'ad Taninan Avotorim Vesamadud Vesashakul Vesamanui. You shouldn't be exact in measuring, but what does our Mishnah say? That you can be Torim what is measured or weighed or counted. So the Gemara answers, yeah. Meaning, you could take your stuff in and measure it, but then when you're mafresh from it, you can't be exact. That's not a problem to measure all your grain that you had grown. That's not a problem. Amar Belazar, Keni Masnisa, Modid Adam is Tivlo. You could measure your Tevel, Umachnisa Lotok Beso. And bring it into your house. As long as you don't torim by measuring it. Shokal adam tivli. You can weigh your tevel. And as long as you don't weigh it. Monu adam tivlo. So again, the Mishnah, as we understood the Mishnah, that the truma cannot be exact, even though the stuff that you brought in was exact. There is an important machlokes. It says here, Argamar, when it says b'machshava, when it said b'machshava, so the way the Gemara here explained the kipshuto was that estimation, not exact. But there is another idea of machshava that's mentioned elsewhere, right? The Gemara in Beis Daf Yud Gimel and in Maseches Gittin, if I want to be mafer, I want to eat my stuff. Do I have to actually take off the Truma Gedola? Could I just look at one side and say, that's where my Truma is going to be, and then eat from the other side? Do I have to actually be mafrish? From Rashi in a few places, Rashi in Maseches Beitza, the Rashba goes to the Rashi, this Rashi here, the Tosafot goes to the Rashi here. Rashi sounds like, Machshava, no sein einav bitzad zeh, va'ochel bitzad acher. Oh, yeah, in Echanami, literally. You can look at one side and think, that's where I'm going to be mafrish from, and then take off the other side. That's because in other Gemaras, the language is you could be you could take off truma ba'omed ubimachshava. So omed already means estimation. Our Gemara says machshava means estimation, but other Gemaras say ba'omed ubimachshava. So machshava must mean something else. So Rashi says machshava means just looking at it. That's all you need. And the Rashba says in Beitza Yud Gimel v'chein ikker de machshava hainu she'eino tzarach lahotzi b'svasav klum. You don't have to say anything. Alma truma nitelas b'machshavas halev levad b'lo hotzah b'sfasayim. Wow. Right? So that is Rashi and the Rashi and other Rishonim agree to that. That's what it means. Truma gedola. You have to take it off, but you could designate it in your mind. Who argues? So it seems the shita lo no de la mi. The shita lo no de la mi. If you look in Kiddushin, daf mem aleph, you know there's an anonymous Rishon, but that's how he's known. Shita lo no de la mi. And so he says, no, you know what machshava means? You don't have to verbalize, but you for sure have to do the maisa. Machshava doesn't mean just think about it on one side and then be mafresh on the other side. Machshava just means you don't have to say it. Yeshnam b'machshava, shim hifresh truma, velo amar, harezu truma, kiva de machshava, so l'shem truma, harezu truma. Of course you have to do the action, nafrasha. But you don't have to say anything when you do it. The kriyas shem is not ma'ake, that's all machshava means. Okay, so it's a shijan odolami versus Rashi the Rashba, anybody else? The Rambam. The Minchas Chinuch assumes that the Rambam holds like the Shita Lo No De La Mi. Because if you're Medayik in the language of the Rambam in Dalet Tezayin, the Rambam in Dalet Tezayin, the Rambam says, I'll just read you the Lashon, the Rambam says, Hifrish Truma B'machshavaso, V'lo Hotzi B'sfasav Klum Harezu Truma. If you were mafrish b'machshava and you didn't say anything, what do you mean say anything? According to Rashi, you didn't do anything. According to the Rambam, the Minchas Chinuch assumes like the this Rambam is like that shita lo de la mi, right? Hifrish b'machshava v'lo hodu arizu truma shem v'nachshav v'chem truma aschem b'machshava b'elva atia truma. So it sounds like that Rambam is like the shita that of course you have to do that for Asha. You just might not have to say anything when you do it. Might come up nafkamina on, let's say, Shabbos. You're not allowed to do afreshas on Shabbos. Could you do afresha without saying anything? Going to the Rashi, if you think about it, is that good enough? Anyway, that's something to think about. Okay, we'll stop here.